Cinch.
Hello, everyone. This is David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today is September 6th, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1949, Allied military authorities relinquished control of former Nazi German assets back to German control. Also in 1949, a former sharpshooter in World War II, Howard Unruh, kills 13 neighbors in Camden, New Jersey with a souvenir Luger to become the first U.S. single-episode mass murderer. In 1960, William Hamilton Martin and Vernon F. Mitchell, American cryptologists, announced their defection to the Soviet Union at a Moscow press conference. In 1966, in Cape Town, South Africa, the architect of apartheid, Prime Minister Hendrik Verwoerd, is stabbed to death during a parliamentary meeting. In 1968, Swaziland becomes an independent nation. In 1970, two passenger jets bound from Europe to New York are simultaneously hijacked by Palestinian terrorist members of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine and taken to Dawson's Field in Jordan. In 1972, nine Israeli athletes taken hostage at the Munich Olympic Games by the Palestinian Black September terrorist group died at the hands of the kidnappers during a failed rescue attempt. Two other Israeli athletes were slain in the initial attack the day before. In 1976, Soviet Air Force pilot Lieutenant Viktor Belenko lands his MiG-25 jet fighter at Hakodate on the island of Hokkaido in Japan and requests political asylum in the United States. In 1983, the Soviet Union admits to shooting down Korean Air Flight KAL-007, stating that the pilots did not know that it was a civilian aircraft when it violated Soviet airspace. In 1991, the Soviet Union recognizes the independence of the Baltic states Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. And lastly, in 1991, the name St. Petersburg is restored to Russia's second largest city, which had been renamed Leningrad in 1924. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, September 6th. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, goodbye.